Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, we want to talk about your strengths being your potential weaknesses.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's why I want to talk to you about this.
This is very relevant, by the way.
Oh, really? Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So here's why I wanted to talk to you about this. I felt that you would enjoy it, and I knew I would enjoy this conversation with you and our listeners probably too. A few weeks back, I had this super strong flu. I was like out cold for 2 weeks, high fever, shivers, and like slightly delusional, right? Slightly in the state where you're dreaming, not fully there, where you're like having these kind of delusional states. Kind of fun, but not that much fun. And one interesting thing that happened, like one night where I was like sweating and fever and cold and like having these weird dreams and weird thoughts, was that I had the thought, I don't know how it happened, but I had this like realization more than a thought that, you know, one of the things that I've always thought is a particular strength of mine is actually something I'm not that good at after all. And that is my people skills and my intuition about people. And it was a very original thought, something that I had never thought about before in this way, and a realization I never had before about it. And I thought, you know what? It's been part of your identity that you know people so well, and your intuition about people is so incredible, and you know how to deal with people. And you're so, and there's all this shit you're getting wrong about people. And there's all these things where you're not flexible about how you interact with people. And there's all these things that you miss about people. And maybe... You know, because when I was young, 18, 19, there were a few years where I really studied the subject. I read all the psychology book. I studied hypnosis, neurolinguistic program, went to all these workshops and seminars, and I accumulated all this knowledge. I did have some, I think, natural skills when it came to dealing with people. And that those natural skills with a little bit of study gave me a little bit of success, and that instantly made me think, I'm great at this, so let me move on trying to learn something else, and became part of my identity. And what that means is that, honestly, if I look back at the last 15, 20 years, the biggest learnings when it comes to dealing with people, like I didn't learn and grow as much as I could because I was stuck in my way of thinking I'm great at this already. The biggest leaps I've made probably are the leaps that I've made because I've kept studying myself and learning more about me, and that made me a bit more aware of other people. But it was this like really mind-blowing moment where I was like, wow, I'm a completely different person than I think I am. And I have a huge weakness that I've always thought I'm really, really great at. So, and I think that the big problem is that I thought about it as a strength, as like this static unit. I've accomplished this level of ability or skill, and boom, I'm done with this topic. And now I walk around and it becomes part of my identity to think I know everything about people. I'm really good at this. And so I stop evolving and growing. I'll stop at this rant. Strength, your biggest strength is your biggest weakness. You said it's very relevant right now. I'm dying to hear your reaction or response to this.
For whatever reason, we haven't talked about this before, like you and I, or even on the podcast.
Nope.
And the exact experience that you had, besides the fever and the delusional state and all that, although delusional state, I'm in more often than not.
I wanted to say it's perfect to describe this from Eaton's perspective as like, I have very similar experiences than Stelly. Mine is the delusional part. You like that. You like that, huh?
And then I'm like, you know, the same, like literally word for word, I could have said what you just said.
Wow.
Word for word. Except the part of like how you learned it.
Mm.
I learned it just by doing and like spending so much time with people, like, accidentally almost. And I learned a lot of things accidentally like that. I'm trying to change that about myself, whatever. So here's the deal. I'm not going to get into the details of it because it's essentially the same thing as what you just experienced, which is I thought I was good at something and I'm not. I literally am objectively, when I look at it, I'm not as good as I thought I was. So here's the thing. We are the stories we tell ourselves. If we tell ourselves we're great at something, that means we're just great at it. If we tell ourselves we're always getting better at it, that means we're always getting better at it. So my story now is anything that I feel like I was great at, I'm always getting better at. I am not great at understanding people. I am always, constantly getting better at understanding people. And that shift, I am looking to internalize in myself, because this is something I do pride myself in, just like you do, right? There's there's some pride. But we can't pride ourselves to be great at it. Because I think if we do, we get lazy and we think we're great at it. I don't want to be great at anything. I always want to be getting better at everything I care about.
I love it. There's nothing more to add to this. We'll wrap this episode up right here.
Now.
Use the extra 6 minutes, 7 minutes that we're gifting you, you know, of podcasting time. And instead of just keep listening to the next podcast, take 7 minutes and ask yourself, you know, what is something I think I'm great at? And maybe I should be thinking about it, that it's something that I constantly am getting better at. I love that. So powerful. Thank you so much.
Peace out.